And with us today, Dr. William Cranford. And Bill, I understand you just got back from a trip that involved dentistry in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, a group of us from the South Carolina Dental Association and a large group from the ADA went up to Washington, D.C. to hear about current issues in dental health, taking care of our patients, and what we can do better in dentistry. From South Carolina, we took 18 dental students from Medical University of South Carolina, and we had about 9 dentists that went with us and were able to go meet with legislators there in Washington.
Now, I'm always fearful when we say Washington, D.C., and any profession. Are they about to mess things up for you?
I don't know, but Washington is a great town, and I just, as a South Carolinian, I'm always happy to go up there, and I'm so happy how courteous our congressional teams are there. We went to see Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, Ralph Norman, and I saw 2 other representatives while we were up there. They were all very kind and glad to meet with us.
Any particular issues that you wanted to make sure they knew about?
We had 3 different things that we were interested in. One was the READY Act, which is going to help students not to dismiss their loans, forgive their loans, but to delay accrual of payments there where they don't owe $600,000 or $800,000 when they get out of school. Another one is the DOCS Act, where insurance companies can't tell us what to charge for things they don't pay for. And then another one is for dental workforce, where we get more hygienists and more assistants that we really need in the workforce again. And if you're out there listening and want to be a dental assistant, dental hygienist, come talk to us. We'd love to talk to you.
Dr. William Cranford, thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you, Manning. It's always good to see you.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to cranforddental.com.